had to fade out the Hall & Oates, and we are going to hop on over to Catching Up with the Cod. Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the groundfish management biologist, Natura Richardson, is on the line, and we'll be bringing her on in just a moment to have a snapshot of the cod fishery and how it's looking. Welcome to KSDP, Natura.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I'm going to run down the numbers, and okay. I just have to give hats off to the pot fishermen. Grand opening of 3/10/18, closed on 3/17, 7 days, 25 vessels participating out of, and they pulled almost 5 million pounds, 4.986. And let's see what else. The jig fishery has 7 boats registered for this area, and they've got allocated 800,000 pounds. There's more to that story later. But Chignik, they had 3 pot vessels and landed almost their quota for the pots, 1.4. And the jig, it doesn't look like anything's on there. Not that I can see. All right. So tell us the story of the jig cod and the pot cod discrepancy. It looks like the pot cod guys went over, what was it, 400,000 or so?
So they went over, I heard your numbers. You're probably, it sounds like you're pulling those from the website. The pot cod brought in 4,942,000. That's the numbers that I've got running now, so there might be a little discrepancy or lag time or something and some corrections. But like you said, just short of 5 million. I'm sorry, what would you... Well, that's what they brought in.
That's what they brought in. They knocked it out in 7 days. Just an amazing rate of time. And just cleaned it up. Unfortunately, they went a little bit over. And the question that was asked of me was, how's this going to work out? They've got a total guideline harvest level. How does this balance out?
Right. So we do have one GHL for the South Alaska Peninsula Pacific Cod Fisheries. We have one GHL. We do manage to the one GHL. Within that GHL, there are different there are gear allocations, 85% of which is allocated to the pot fleet and 15% which is allocated to the jig fleet. If either of those fleets goes under or over in harvesting their allocation, then it could be either picked up by the if they go under, it could be picked up by the other gear, or if they go over, unfortunately, it may come out of the other gear's allocation. And in this case, this year, the pot gear fleet did go over, and so that is going to come out of the total GHL. Therefore, it does reduce the amount of jig allocation that is there. So, yeah, the jig fleet at this point has about 403,000 pounds remaining, or 403,000 pounds is what the target will be. However, if they do catch all of that, then we would close the state water season and reopen the parallel season. So we did close the parallel season to allow harvest of the state water's GHL, but there was still remaining quota in that parallel season. So if they do catch the 403,000 pounds of jig quota, then we would reopen the parallel season. Currently, there's about 70,000 pounds remaining in that, and so they would have that opportunity. And then once that is caught, if that gets caught, then on June 10th, the B season would open, the federal parallel B season opens, and then there's 75,000 pounds remaining, or 75,000 pounds to be harvested. So those are the opportunities that jig boats still have available to them.
Right on. I'm curious if there's a method that we can, try and forestall something like this, because you know, very little quota. And,
right.
you know, and the right. jig boats, you know, we kind of, every one of those pennies stays in town, I'm sure. And half
yeah.
the quota got taken. And so are
yeah,
there any safeguards going forward to try and do the reporting? I don't know. I don't know how you do the fish tickets any faster.
Right, right. So, like you said, you mentioned reporting, and we do rely on reporting for this fishery, for the pot cod fishery. We have had pretty good reporting from the fleet. For the most part, I think we had somewhere around 80 or 90% reporting. So we do have a pretty good relationship with the pot gear fleet. They did communicate with us. The thing that's unfortunate about this year is the amount that was harvested over the pot gear allocation, it is a little high, but it's really not necessarily that we have gone over in numbers that are similar. It's just that the GHLs have been so much larger that it hasn't been such a large slice of the pie. So this fleet, the pot gear fleet in South Peninsula, is a large, powerful fleet, and unfortunately, with that much harvesting power, it can go over in a very short amount of time. So fishing turned on. They had some of the best days of fishing on those last day and a half that, like I said, when you have so many boats and they're all so good at what they do, something that previously one day of fishing looked like would harvest the GHL, suddenly it went way over. So I guess to answer or to kind of talk back to what are the safeguards in place, really it's the learning experience for us here is more of a reminder of how good the fleet is at fishing, how many boats there are, and that there are just so many variables that we don't really have control over. We don't have control over the weather. We don't have control if the fishing is going to turn on like that, and we manage the best of our ability. A lot of that is really reliant on the fleet to report to us. Like I said, we had really pretty good reporting. We had great reporting, but this was just a case where the fishing turned on, the weather wasn't a problem, and unfortunately we went over, and this year it's a little more painful than years in the past where that much overage wasn't felt so much by the other fleet.
I understand. And I think a little bit of the chafing is because it just recently went into regulation that there is an actual allocation for the jig fishery here. Before, it was kind of a gentleman's wager agreement. And so there was never really any allocation numbers written down. It was just, we'll let the jig boats have some.
I think what you're speaking to there is about the federal sector splits. So in 2012, that's when the federal fisheries, they went into processing and gear sector splits. So at that point, prior to 2012 in the federal fisheries, it was kind of this free-for-all, one allocation for all gear types. In 2012, they went into these sector splits that allocated it by gear type and processing type. But as far as the state goes, these state fisheries, I believe they started in, 97 is when the first state waters fisheries occurred, and in 98, so the very next year, is when we started, is when the gear allocations came into place, that 85% to the pot gear and 15% to jig gear. So those have actually been in place since 98. We have had those gear allocations there since 98. So
I beg to differ. I was at the Board of Fish when they signed him actually into regulation. It was never actually written in for allocation for the different gear types out here.
Well, I was not here in 98. Sounds like you were, but when I look back, I guess I have this just cheat sheet of the different regulations, the years they went into play. My cheat sheet here is shows that 97 is the first year that there were the fisheries, and in 98 is when the gear allocations were put into place. And then also, again, another one of my resources that I have here shows all of the quotas and what was harvested week by week. I only have back to 2004, but back in 2004, those allocations were in place too. So, again, I can go back as well and recheck my sources, but I believe it was 98 that those gear allocations went into place for the state waters fisheries.
Okay. Well, I'll double check myself. Natira, thank you so much. And we've got jig cod left and then a little bit of pot in the fall.
So not state waters. There will be the parallel fishery. So the state waters fishery, obviously they caught their entire allocation in this go-round. Sometimes there's a rollover season in the fall, but because they caught it all, we wouldn't anticipate a pot cod fishery to open unless the jig allocation doesn't get caught. So if there's anything remaining of this 403,000 pounds in the fall, then we can do a rollover, and that's kind of what I was speaking to in the beginning. Sometimes we are a little under, and sometimes we're a little over. And if we're a little under on one gear allocation, we open it up so that the other gear type could harvest that. So as of right now, kind of hard to say. If the jig fleet does harvest their portion, then we will not see another state waters fishery in the fall. But there will be a federal bee season, and as part of that federal bee season, we open up our parallel fishery or the fishery within 3 miles. So kind of a long-winded, confusing answer, but there will be opportunity in the fall, yes.
A couple more housekeeping questions. There's nobody jigging in Jignik. Nobody's registered?
No.
Wow.
No, there isn't. And I believe last year we only had one vessel. Jignik gets down to oftentimes the issue of a processor. So they don't have a processor that's close by, and particularly for a jig fisherman, it's a long way to travel to deliver fish. And if there's some effort while the pot boats are going, so pot boats, they'll have oftentimes a tender will come deliver. We did have one boat that did drive themselves into town to deliver, but if there is enough effort out there, some processors will send a tender. But for a jig fisherman who's out there by himself, that usually doesn't warrant a tender going out there, and then that leaves the burden on him or her to deliver their fish to a processor in Chignik. It's a far way to go to deliver fish. So
I was just being optimistic.
We haven't seen a lot of effort in Chignik in the past few years, and mostly it's due to a lack of processor there.
Gotcha. Natira, thank you very much for the cod update, and I hope
you're
you
welcome.
Have a wonderful day. It's sunny out here on the Little
you
Rock.
You too. Okay, sounds good. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Natira Richardson with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Groundfish management biologist. We are going to go back to the 80s. Dun, dun, dun. How about the Moody Blues, Gemini Dream?